Good morning and welcome to A Public Affair. I'm your host, Tish Buford, and we have a wonderful guest this morning that you guys are going to love. We have the incomparable Wayne Watts joining us. He is the co-founder of the DCI Tour, which is the Dream, Create, Inspire Tour initiative. He is also the director of player engagement with the Denver Nuggets. Yes, your championship, NBA world champion, Denver Nuggets. So over the next 30 minutes, we're going to be talking about his work with DCIT, Denver Nuggets, and how he became involved with the Colorado community and how he's giving back to the youth and how he's giving back to the community of Denver over the last 13 years. So let's go ahead and get right into it and welcome Mr. Wayne Watts to the show. Good morning, Mr. Wayne. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I love that intro. Thank you. I appreciate it. That felt good. That rung good. Like, that felt good. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm so glad that you feel the love. We're honored to have you in our space here. And with that intro, I want people to get to know who you are, because to me, I've always felt that a lot of people do great things in the world and they're not always seen. And some people hide in plain sight. So sometimes you have greatness that's right in front of you and you don't even realize that greatness is in your present. I want to talk to you about how you evolve to arrive and come to Denver, how you founded DCIT, and talk about what you guys have done, you and your partner have done over the last 8 years or so in Denver, and how you became involved with the Denver Nuggets.
What inspired me to want to have this relationship with community has really been being a connector. Like, I like connecting dots. I like connecting people. So in the basketball sense, I like assisting, right? Like as a point guard, you know what I mean? As a point guard that can score, but like passing the ball, right? Or like Jokic, let's put a shout out to that, man. In terms of a center that's getting assists, I don't want to limit the other positions, but saying that to say, like, being able to connect dope people to dope people is like really behind anything. So not even a title or a label behind that, more so that. So instead of like Drink Race or me and my fellow co-founder Destiny Hardney, really wanted to create a space where we were really able to connect dope creators in our community with each other, and being intentional and being able to do that across the country. And now really looking at like, what does it look like internationally as well too. But it started really from like, yo, this person here should know this person here. Or like, yo, this idea here can be paired with this idea here. Destiny really, I was intentional in setting the space and being around liberation and healing practices. And I was really intentional in being able to provide creativity as a tool to connect. And that kind of built an organization that now has a collective of artists, musicians, creators, small businesses nationwide that we're able to do programming with, that we're able to do events with, and we're able to provide development with or receive development.
Can you give some examples of the projects that you guys have worked on with DCIT, you and your partner, and some of the things that have also inspired you the most that you guys have worked on over the last 8 years or so?
So we first started as a Kickstarter, and we were able to raise over $15,000 to do a 8-city tour. So we first started off doing the tour across the country, and then in the pandemic, when everything shut down, we adopted the mantra, by any dream necessary. So we would do visual mixtapes where we, in partnership with the Theater District here, the Denver Theater District, we showcase Black and Brown creators on the clock tower on 16th Street Mall here. And then we raised money again to then be able to do that in different cities together. So we did that in Memphis, did that in Baltimore. Now we're leaning into inspiring our name. We're finding that that's what a lot of people get from our events. So other events we do songwriting workshops in the community. So in the summertime, I'm a town stepping here, you know what I'm saying? But in the summertime now we're currently doing different workshops in different parts of the city. So in Denver proper, and also in Montbello as well. So with that being said, we bring amazingly dope artists into the community to work with kids. We've gone into the prisons. So we work with the elderly. From that, we've done sipping socials. We've done game nights. We've done mindfulness outings. We did a recent community songwriting workshop for Juneteenth at Cleo Parker Robinson. So being intentional, who we work with, where we work with in that space. And then we're also developing an Inspired By series with Meow Wolf here in Denver that then takes that visual mixtape that I just spoke about that we did downtown, now putting it into a immersive experience space so that when customers or patrons of our events come, they can get the whole thing. So they get a chance to see Black and Brown vendors there. They get a chance to experience the music, the video, the visuals around it. So that's the Inspired By series that we actually have right now. So those are some of the things we do. We host, like I said, workshops. We do songwriting jam sessions as well too. And then we support artists. So if it's an artist that's touring, we help connect them to venues to perform. Less like a booking agent, but more, I would say, more like just as a resource within a market.
To connect them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we do merch as well too. So we have a whole leg of that. And that's really dope to see in the community with different, which kind of gives people a chance to use some of the mantras that we have and the energy that we have in our sessions for that to be on display in physical form and in merch to wear. And what they're doing, that's always dope to see as well too. So that's kind of what we do.
Well, it sounds like you and Destiny have a busy summer. It's wonderful because it sounds like you both are trying to tap in to the music and the arts, which is incredibly important for youth, especially Black and Brown young men and women. You both are also trying to find diverse ways of implementing it into the community. So again, connecting dopeness with dopeness.
Yeah, connecting dopeness to dopeness, man. LLC that up. Yeah.
So connecting dopeness to dopeness means putting the potential, building the platform to exude excellence and greatness. That's what dopeness, connecting to dopeness means. Platform, audience, and excellence. That's what it stands for me. And, you know, I know you were originally from West Baltimore, but I want to know what inspired you to come all the way across the country from Baltimore, Maryland to Colorado. What was behind that move to the Mile High City?
I got a shout out. I had a cheat code. My mother and father were in a band. My mother, father, and my cousin were in a band called the DIT Band, stand for Destiny of Time. And they moved out here in like 1983, was gigging out here. My uncle had, shout out to my uncle, passed away, Uncle Charles. Back when cable was big, like when cable started booming, right? So this was the space
right
for everybody to go to. So we had a cable company out here, got a contract. We moved out here. So my father came, my mother came, my cousin came, and what they decided to do was still do music and then cook up here. So that's the thing, when my parents had me, they decided to then move back. So they didn't want to raise me on the road and things like that. Then moved back to Baltimore with my cousin, shout out to Michael Thompson, stayed out here. He then joined a group called the Hot Lunch Band, which is part of Denver history in terms of what they do.
Before.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So shout out to them. Shout out to all of them. Uncle Reggie, all of them, man. Shout out to Louis, rest in peace to Carl, shout out to Philip, shout out to Tavar. So all the members that made up Hot Lunch and that piece, my cousin stayed out here. So when I graduated from college, it was just, I say like bitter around where I was in music. I just needed another space, another energy around it. And so I was thinking of places to move, and I knew I didn't want to go to certain cities because they already had a pull of just working with artists that's in that city or those things. And my parents suggested Denver, and it was the best move to ever really make. I didn't know it was going to be the best move at that time. And I'm just grateful for the city I moved to. I'm grateful for the city I'm from, and I'm also grateful for the city I moved to, as Denver really is turning into home for me. So to be here for 13 years and to then see like the roots that then get planted, like you said, transplant, right? Like I think part of the ecosystem of a city is who's there and who has, you know, who's been there for a long time, and also who's moving there and then what their relationship is to this home. You know what I mean? So I like the fact that coming in, I gained a big appreciation for what Denver represented for people who've been from here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, like I said, Emanuel High School, the history of Emanuel, like knowing that, you know what I'm saying? And history of the East and the role that Five Points played for musicians to travel through and all of that. So being able to soak in that type of energy, I mean, and also being able to be in a space that afforded solitude. Before we got on the mic, we talked about solitude. So moving from everybody I ever met and being able to be in a place where you have to figure it out. But you also have a cheat sheet within your cousin being a legend in terms of music. So you have a space to do that. And you also then try to carve out what you want to do in there and in the nature that surrounded it. Like, I love the fact that, like, you're like 40 minutes away from a mountain. Just being able to reset around nature. I would say that got me into this space. I'm really grateful for all of the factors that played into being able to be out here.
We're very happy to have you here. And, you know, Denver and Colorado as a whole is lucky to have you in our state. And in the city of Denver, the DCIT initiative really focuses on, you know, Generation Z and millennials. And why do you feel it's so important to focus on those two specific generations of young men and women?
Well, I think new era, new legends, right? They're the legends of this generation. You also have like Generation Alpha coming underneath of them as well. But I mean, I think being able to provide a space and a platform for them to be able to creatively express themselves is really important in our history. I think honoring the present, a lot of times the present takes the brunt of all the criticisms. And then when it becomes the past, it gets all of the nostalgia that's on there, right? So it's like, and the present is like, oh, they up here messing up gospel. You know what I'm saying? In the past, it becomes, man, Ray Charles is a revolutionary music. You know what I'm saying? So, like, right. And at the same, being able to give them that space for them to authentically be themselves is really important. I also would say, like, we're not limited to those generations, too. I think, like Nat King Cole said, from kids from 1 to 92, right? Like, so, like, we do workshop. We want to lean more into being able to integrate generations more. So having young people work with older people is something that we want to get. I'm not making one monolithic, right? But you get energy and experience and story. And when you put us together and you put that together, and I mean, that type of power is indestructible, you know? So don't be leaning into that in terms of a space. And also want to have a space, I would say, for when we're talking about like Gen Z and millennials, having a space for if they want to monetize it, showing them ways to monetize it, but also how they want to use it for themselves. So it's not just as an outward thing, but an internal thing of how they're utilizing it in this stage of their development is essential, right? Those who are older, I would say, having the space to remember that. So it's like, oh yeah, I did have that. Like, you know what I mean? You don't have access to creativity at the same pace as someone younger than you sometimes, right? So being able to just have that be a part of it that keeps you free.
And I believe music, arts, and expression is the equivalent of freedom. People need an outlet to express themselves. And I come from a musical family as well. My mother sang opera as a teenager in high school, and my father played in Beatle cover bands.
You know, you got all pieces of it.
Oh, absolutely. And I went to Montbello, graduated class of 88. That's what's up.
Shout out.
And I know that you and the DCIT Collective, you guys have always been performing through different venues in Denver. And are you still doing that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we, like I said before, like we do shows in different cities, but Denver is home for us. So yeah, we do shows on a quarterly basis. Some upcoming ones to shout out. We have a show in September at Leather Pavilion, and we'll be a part of a Bodies of Culture a performance there. So a bunch of different like collectives within the space for Black and Brown performers. And then we are curating Inspired By series performance at Meowwa. That will be September the 28th. That will kind of, there'll be the musical and creative expression of what I'm talking about right now. So feel free, if you hear this interview and you're interested there. And then if you hear this interview and we've already done it, go check the footage. You feel me? Like, it's going to be dope.
So we're going to continue to talk about your dopeness on the other side and how you continue to give back to the community as a director of player engagement for the Denver Nuggets. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And I want to let you all know that you're listening to KGNU Community Radio. And I'm your host, Tish Buford, and you're listening to A Public Affair. We have the great Mr. Wayne Watts with us. He is the co-founder of the Dream Create Inspire Tour, and he is also the director of player engagement with the Denver Nuggets. So let's go ahead and get back to it with Mr. Wayne here. Wayne, how did you come from DCIT to connecting with the Denver Nuggets? How did you bridge that collective into connecting community, which is a big deal in your world, and applying that to the NBA and professional basketball?
How it happened was, like, I was always doing events within community, really centering around music, centering around young people. And I got the chance to become friends with former president here with the Nuggets, Tim Connelly. Shout out to Tim Connelly. He's from Baltimore. Right. And we developed a friendship. And over the years, like, I met him probably when he first came out here, so like 2013. And through that, like, just would invite him to events. He would pull up to him. He would also invite me to events. I would pull up to him if it was stuff that he needed. So it was like, yo, could you DJ this thing? Yeah, I would DJ it. I'd be like, yo, can you talk to my kids? He would talk to my students about this. Back when, while we were developing the championship, what would turn into a championship team, right, final seasons there, he would pass out tickets when it wasn't a lot of people coming on a Wednesday night game. I would go to the community and pass it out to different organizations, Boys and Girls Clubs, churches, you name it. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. So that being said, when the pandemic hit, and then also with the horrific police brutality incidents coupled up with, you know what I mean, I think spilling over from George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, the NBA as a whole, the WNBA, I want to shout them out first. So the WNBA took a big stand. The NBA supported WNBA's stand. Yes. That shut down sports for a couple of games and stuff like that in terms of that. But yep, when they did that for all of that, short story long, the NBA, once the players, you know, were talking to the league, were like, hey, we want to develop some rules on teams that reflect the culture or come from the culture or culture oriented. So with that being said, somebody reached out to me about a rule that would be open to being able to bring those pieces within an organization. And shout out to Cal as well too. So Calvin Booth brought me on 2021-2022 season. So it's my second season. And that's how I got involved with the Nuggets.
Yeah, shout out to Tim Connelly, who was very important in building the community with the Nuggets and this roster, along with Calvin Booth, over the last 10 years or so. It's been a process. And, you know, when people look at the Nuggets now, and rightfully so, they're looking at this phenomenally talented team. And Colorado as a whole has gotten its first NBA championship in 47 years. Now, if you go back to the ABA, it's actually been longer than that. It's been over 50 years, because the last time we were in the ABA championship playing against Julius Erving and the 76ers was in 1976. So it's been even longer than that. The stories I love, and again, connecting dopeness with dopeness, was Tim Connelly reaching out to you. You reaching out to Tim Connelly. And you guys connecting and exchanging ideas in community, space, and grace, and building that relationship from the ground up. And that's what really matters here. It's real, and you both are making an impact off the court, and that is so important.
So, I mean, being able to do that and transition into sports and then bring in the pace, relearn the pace of sports, right? As a kid, you know, like, as an eight-year-old, you got dreams of being in the NBA, hitting the shot 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But being able to actually revisit that, reimagine that, repurpose that, and that come back around as a going from a dream to an actualization from a front office position is an incredibly awe-filled experience. You know what I'm saying? So to be a part of that is big, and then also in being able to take what you've accumulated or what I've accumulated in the different spaces. So what I pull from music, what I pull from being in the education system, what I pull from working in the community, being able to apply that with the highest level of athlete in a sport, and also still at the same time simultaneously doing that with amazingly dope artists who be, you know, artists of your generation on that side. So being able to do both at the same time and see where they overlap and where they're the same on, I'm grateful to be in that space to be running these concurrently, for real, for real.
That is honestly like the ultimate dream.
It is. I mean, it is, because it's like in that space, being able to, I would say within that space, things I do. So I work on our like business of basketball. I'm in charge of business of basketball for our team. And essentially what that is connecting guys to learning experiences in the outside of the game. What does the ticketing department do? Okay. What does marketing do for rookies? Like, what are finances look like? What is your routine for getting ready for games look like? Are they incorporating mindfulness in these? For those who are older, like, what are some opportunities that you're looking to get into once you're out of this phase of the game? So it could be coaching, right? But it could also be a data analyst. It could be developing a platform just like this, right? Or it could be an investor. Like, so just being able to do that and at the same time connect to the pulse of the city. So letting them know about what's going on in the city or the history of the city, but also what's currently happening and what the future looks like. And so being able to sit there sort of like a guide a little bit through it, and also being able to be an advocate for what they want to see within their experience as a Nugget in different departments, different things in the city. So being able to be an advocate for them is really dope.
So it sounds like you're helping the players to try to help broaden their horizons off the court and helping them become even more creative and well-versed and well-rounded and well-informed men.
Yep. Well, a lot of them, I would say, have that rolling. So just, I would say, enhancing it or amplifying it, right? So we got some shout out to, let's say, like AG. AG has an amazingly dope STEM camp that he runs two cities. So he has Cold Your City. So he has one in Denver. He has one in Orlando. So just being able to help, you know, with those things. You know, you have some of our guys who run summer camps, basketball camps. So helping with that. You have some of our guys who have passions and interest in social justice initiatives and just giving them more research on it, you know, so not everybody has to be the vocal piece or not everything has to be in that, right? Like, you have performance, you have progression, you have both of them concurrently. So like, what space in which you want to be? Like, do you want to be a convener in it? Do you want to be behind the scenes in it? So just giving different angles and views of it. So sort of like how a coach is when you bring in a laptop and you like, okay, this is the play. So this is what you did in the play. That work, you also could get this off, you also can get that off. So, you know, doing that from I guess, like a culture or a city space.
Well, it sounds like you have a multitude of roles with being the director of player engagement with the Denver Nuggets, and you clearly take on a multitude of different things for them. What is the most rewarding part of your job that you've seen and that you've gotten from the players and what they've given you in return as far as inspiration?
Would have to be, I would say, the relationships that get built. Like, to me, I'm a big, relationships mean a lot to me. So developing, slowly building relationships with guys that are on our team or have left our team in the process. So that right there, I would say, because that opens the door for all of those things to happen. Like, it has to really start with the relationship part. What I've gotten, I would say, is I've gotten a lot from seeing what a championship team, the energy, the discipline, the routine, the decisions that go into a championship. Now, that's from all the way, so shout out to the front office, shout out to the coaching staff, shout out to the players, shout out to equipment managers, shout out to every piece, because every piece is activating at championship level, right? Like, so being able to be a part of that and be able to take that and transmute it into other pieces of my life. I'm like, okay, well, did I do that? Did I do this? You know what I'm saying? It's big, and also being able to see the humanity in superstars or high-level players, but seeing them as whole people, like whole person, because media amplifies everything, so it makes people larger than life, right? Like, and the narrative of a story becomes bigger than the actual words of the story, so people are living off of a narrative of certain things when we actually—
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like reading the whole words at the end of a book and being like, okay, I'm going to go with this. Where, like, being able to read the whole book or be a part of the book being written, that experience is big, man. Cause like this year, we just have a group of good people. You know what I'm saying? It was dope. Like, I mean, like, being able to see guys who are, you know, and families and what that means to them and what they do and those different type of things is really dope. And also seeing, like, where the championship will then allow access to for them to do other things, you know? So
we have had an incredible time having you. And before you leave us today, do you want to share information on how people can get a hold of you and find out more about DCIT? And if they want to get involved with more community events with your organization?
Absolutely. So you can follow us Instagram, our website, so dcitour.com. You can reach out that way. I mean, if you're interested in connecting with me, I'm on LinkedIn. So Wayne Watson on LinkedIn, reach out to me in that space. Yeah, I'm excited. So whoever picks it up this way and with the stars being aligned, I'm excited to meet you.
I cannot thank you enough for the work that you're doing with DCIT, you and your partner, Destiny, and the work that you are continuing to do as Director of Player Engagement with the Denver Nuggets. And I can honestly say I am truly proud of you and what you're doing in the community.
Thank you so much. I'm learning to receive things, you know what I'm saying, in this season. So I received that. And I want to thank you for the space that you allowed for me to share my story. And it was special. So I had an incredible time talking to you.
Thank you again for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure and honor.
Thank you. See you guys soon.
And thank you all for listening to A Public Affair. I'm your host, Tish Buford. Have a good day.